pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Sign up today using promo code SGPN and go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/dog to enter our bonus contest. 5 winners will receive shirts, hats, and a $50 SGPN gift card. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today.
Fulham don't come here with any sort of away form at all. 5 defeats in their last 6 on the road. The only time they avoided defeat, they gave away the 2-goal lead at Burnley. Here's Iwobi now for Fulham. Iwobi!
If there is one part of his game that isn't maybe up to where the rest of it is, it's his finishing.
Pereira will take. And saved! It was a pretty decent effort by Rodrigo Muniz, and Onana at full stretch kept it out. Casemiro, Ballo, urged to shoot. Oh, and he grazes the outside of the post. A worthy effort indeed from Diogo Dalo. Pereira, options right and left. Iwobi. Looking for Muniz. Lovely first touch! And he's fired it against the frame of the Manchester United goal. So close to a sensational opener. Casemiro loses out to Lukic, who's up and running. And away from Casemiro, Andreas Pereira takes on the shots and draws the save from Onana.
Fulham yet again asking the questions, going so close.
Pereira drills it this time. And fired in by Bassi! A first Fulham goal for Calvin Bassi, and he's done it at Old Trafford. They have knocked, and they have found a way through. It's Eriksen's delivery, it's Maguire's header. And his reaction tells you the tale of that one.
He's got to score.
Bruno Fernandes drills it. Spilled it in by Harry Maguire.
Harry Maguire's onside. He's in a good position. He does what I tell you strikers to do. Be alert, be ready. As soon as Leno spills this, he'll be really disappointed with that the goalkeeper.
Traore, it will be! And Fulham look to have stolen it at the death. Alex Iwobi stunning Old Trafford. And deep, deep into added time at the end of the game. It is Manchester United 1, Fulham 2.
You are listening to Bet MUFC here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow BetMUFC at BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on X at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network, and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, be sure to follow me on my other X account as well. That is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. It's an important account to follow because not only do you get free players, you also get to see my profit and loss spreadsheets. Not many cappers are tracked and transparent. I am. Every single play that I put out to my clients over at lockbetting.com is posted on those spreadsheets. So if you scroll down, you can find them all. The latest month is always the pinned tweet. That's the one at the top of the page. At the moment, you can see January 2024. That will be replaced in the next week, just after the weekend, actually, with February 2024. The month of January was our 128th month in a row of transparent and tracked profit, and it was good for £3,094. So that's just short of $4,000 once converted. If you have a look for our spreadsheets, you'll see that we sensibly manage a bankroll, making betting accessible for anybody. So if we lose a one unit play, if you do this research, and I encourage you to do the due diligence, you'll see we don't chase it with a two unit play. You won't find 3 unit or 5 unit or 10 unit or 20 unit plays on there. You won't find anything called a whale play, a max play, play of the day, week, year, century. None of that terminology. That's Monopoly money stuff for Monopoly money cappers who aren't really gambling and who aren't really winning and who aren't transparent in any way. All of my spreadsheets are posted. As I said, you can scroll down to pinned tweets of previous month. You can scroll down for the rest or simply head over to lockbetting.com. That's lockbetting.com, where they're all put in a more convenient location, and also where you can sign up for the service. If you have any further questions before you do, you can simply shoot me a DM at my X account. My DMs are open at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. Speaking of things that are open, Man United's back door was open throughout this entire game against Fulham as we took another two steps backward with not only a defeat, but a woeful performance at home against a team who have been consistently woeful away from home this season. No Hoyland, no Shaw. Shouldn't have really made a significant difference against this team. Should be more relevant in this upcoming game against Nottingham Forest, because that's a difficult place to go to. I was worried about it. I thought we would get through the weekend because of Fulham's away record, but we haven't. And now I'm deeply concerned for the upcoming FA Cup game against Nottingham Forest, our last chance of winning a trophy this season. And we go into it off the back of an absolutely shocking performance against Fulham. There really isn't anything else I can add after what Paul Merson said, where Paul Merson, the pundit on Sky Sports, absolutely ripped into Manchester United, not only for the performance, but also ripped into Jim Ratcliffe for stating that Manchester United were looking to target Manchester City, claiming that we were a million miles off being anywhere near, which is obviously true, but it's not the kind of tirade that you expect a pundit to go into and be so open and blunt when talking about how far away, and I'm talking a million miles away, that Manchester United actually are from catching up with Manchester City.
It's not just that, the world class, the players as well. They're a gillion quid away. Honestly, I don't know where they're going to catch up. But he went, I want to take over Man City. Whoa, pull it in. Let's try and take over a couple of the others first. Do you know what I mean? You know, you're going like, I'm going to take Man City over. Just go right, bang, wait there a minute. You know, over the next couple of years, we've got to try and catch them, and then we'll catch them. And in 5 or 6 or 7 years, I mean, no chance.
It's one of those, and we just seem to be talking about it most weeks here on Soccer Saturday. We think perhaps, and Chelsea have been in this camp as well, we think maybe they've turned the corner, and then you get a result like this, and we're almost not quite back to square one.
You know what? They've all been polyfiller results. The last 5, 6 weeks, they've just been covering over the cracks. I mean, the West Ham, you know, they score last kick of the game against Wolverhampton Wanderers. You know, they snatch and grab, really, at Villa. You know, last 5 minutes, they weren't better than Villa that day. You know, West Ham, they beat 3-0. That was never a 3-0 football match. You know, they're just covering over the cracks, and all of a sudden, they got found out again today. You know, by a Fulham team that... There's only Sheffield United have got less points away from home this season. So It's not like they're serial away day winners who know how to play away from home.
It's a 15th loss of the season in all competitions.
I know, Jim Ratcliffe, you know, I know he's gone and put a lot of money in, but then you hear him saying, oh, we're looking for Man City. No, pull it in. You know, start pulling in Aston Villa and teams like that first. You know, they're a million miles away from Man United. From, you know, it's getting to a stage now where you look at Man United and it's like it was when I was with England about 10 years ago, when he used to say, I ain't sure England will win a tournament, win a competition in my lifetime. And that's the way it is at Man United at the moment with the league. I just don't see it. They're a million miles off. A million miles. I don't see it being anytime soon. How many years is it now? 14, 15, 13?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a long time. Just keep on going on. They need to go and get Ashworth. I'd rather pay 30 million for him than go out and buy a 30 million pound player, because they need to start from somewhere. It's no good going, oh, I'll buy that 30 million pound player. He's an international. He's this and that. They need to start from the bottom. They need to sit down this year and go, right, let's wipe the floor. Let's get Ashworth in, get people that he wants in, and then we start. This is going to be very slow. This ain't going to be overnight. This is going to be very, very slow. I'd be shocked if they got anywhere near the league.
When you're saying slow, how many seasons are you talking? I mean, it's very difficult to predict. But
if Man United went and won the league in the next 5 years, whoever's the manager should get knighted. Should get knighted. Seriously, should get knighted. I mean, if you manage that team and you can get that team to win the Premier League over 38 football matches, you know, a cup competition, yeah, you know, four or five games, get lucky, win a couple of games, good draw, you win a cup. We've seen that. But over 38 games, absolutely no chance is that team going to win the league.
A lot of pundits went for Man United this week. Eric Ten Hag actually bit back when it came to one of them in relation to Jamie Carragher, but I do believe that Merson's verdict was the most damning one that we heard, because nobody's really gone to that extent when it comes to hammering Manchester United. Obviously some wrong statements there, some infactual statements when he couldn't recite how long it had been since United had actually won the league. It's been 11 years, but it's probably going to get to 13, 14, 15 anyway, so probably an irrelevant comment. And he's right about the rebuild. When you go through Manchester United, it's very, very difficult to see who you want to take. And it's most difficult because when you look at a couple of players in the team, maybe more, but I'll use Diego Dalot and Scott McTominay as examples. These are players that you can clearly see are working very, very hard for Manchester United. But are they good enough for Man United? Harry Maguire tries hard, but is he good enough? Is Andre Onana good enough to play in goal? Because he's given a lot of statements and given a lot of interviews where you hear the way he conducts himself and think, yeah, that's a Manchester United player. He has a Manchester United mindset, at least, but it's not showing on the pitch. Then you have other issues where players like Marcus Rashford are massively underperforming. You've seen the performances of Bruno Fernandes clearly affected by the constant up and down continuum that Manchester United seem to be going through. And that is obviously affecting his performances, obviously affecting his mental state on the pitch, because he's a player who should be playing with a winning football team challenging for trophies. He's a player who should be alongside Kevin De Bruyne in the conversation. So if Kevin De Bruyne is already at City winning things, Bruno Fernandes deserves to be at a club that's challenging Manchester City as the second best player in that De Bruyne position, which is the 10 position. Bruno is the second best 10, at least on his day, but you wouldn't see that and you wouldn't get that from the way that he's playing, the results at the moment, the stats of Bruno Fernandes. And I think he may be probably the most unfortunate person in all of this. And then you also look at Varane and Casemiro coming over from Real Madrid and having to deal with this. Also, you have to question them in terms of, are their legs still there? Are they the same players? Would Real Madrid sell us the same players? So many question marks across this squad. Who do you keep? who's underperforming because of the situation and who just isn't good enough for Manchester United. It's just very, very difficult to manage and to analyse. It really is. Before we listen to what Erik ten Hag had to say, let me take this quick pause here to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. And right now, SGPN is teaming up with Underdog to give you even more of a bonus. Sign up between now and the end of the month and five winners will receive an Underdog hat, Underdog shirt and a $50 SGPN gift card. Sign up today using the promo code SGPN and then go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/dog to enter the contest for your chance to win. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/dog to enter the contest for your chance to win.
Speaking about working with the team, Erik, I don't know if you saw any of the Monday Night Football coverage last night, but Jamie Carragher was dissecting your team's out of possession performance and he was looking specifically at the Fulham game, and he said that from what he could work out, you were trying to press high and also do a low block at the same time. I mean, when you hear things like that, is that a fair criticism of what you see unfold on the pitch?
So first of all, some analysts are very objective in their comments, very good advices. Some are very subjective. So Jimmy Carragher is one of them. From the first moment on, he's criticised, and now he wants to make his point. And probably in the first half an hour, he had a point where Fulham, in their midfield setup, a little bit surprises, and then we had to find the solutions. And after half an hour, we found the solutions. And where we are, I was not pleased with the performance in defending, especially there over the left side, how we did that, the pressing, because they came out, especially in the first half an hour, several times over the left side, can't happen. And that has to do everything with willingness and spirit and passion. And that was, in the previous weeks, was very good from this team. And therefore, we won football games. So, but I know football are not robots. Sometimes they have bad days. So, but it can't be. It's unacceptable. And we have to do better tomorrow. But in the weeks before, we have done very well.
So in terms of the goal Fulham scored, that was a moment on the pitch, the players having a bad time, rather than the strategy in terms of defending.
The goal Fulham?
Yeah, Fulham's winner, when they broke them up.
It can't happen when they have a throw-in in the corner. How we managed this as a team, that was no good.
Nicky. Erik, you're not trying to throw younger players in, as we saw at the weekend with Omari, and Amad Diallo came on late on in the game as well. I just wanted to ask you about Anthony and the situation. He's kind of dropped down the pecking order a little bit. Is that something between yourself and the player? Is he not been performing the way you want him to perform? And what's the situation going to be with him with the summer coming up also?
First of all, I brought Kobbie Mainoo, and everyone is questioning. And now we are 6 weeks ahead, and the same who questioning are now telling he has to go in the England squad. Same people. Garnacho, it's the truth. I brought Garnacho. So what is the manager doing? What is the staff doing? But similar. They need time, and I think so. Omari came on, and. It's not easy to come in a game because we didn't play our best game. So the team, then it's also for him not easy. But he plays a reasonable game. And I think he shows abilities. He can be a player for the future. And so they need some time. But they also have to know in top football you don't get time. You have to perform. And when you come in, you have to show it. But as a manager, I know. They need the time. So that is the paradox. And I will give them the time because I believe in these players. And then the second question, Anthony, I backed him for a long time. And I know his abilities and he has great abilities. He is, when he plays, how I know from the past, he is unstoppable. He is no defender, I think, can stop him because he is one of the quickest players in the first 10 yards. So when he plays that game, then he will perform. And I'm sure, I'm very confident he will do for the future. I know, I'm sure he is resilient. He is a character, and he will fight back. So, I back him in that place. And he has now to wait for his chance. And once he's there, he has to pick him.
Eric, just with the cup game tomorrow and then with the derby at the end of the week, does this feel like quite a defining week in terms of how the season will be viewed at the end?
So many. There will be coming up more defining moments. And for me, it's always the first game is the most important.
Interesting there from Ten Hag when asked about Antony. Not only did he say that he thinks Antony will come good, but before he actually addressed the Antony situation, he decided to drop something in there about bringing in Garnacho and Mainoo, trying to highlight something positive that he's done. It almost seemed like it was a prepared answer. Obviously, you could argue that that was the way that he was answering the Antony question, because he brought in Omari Forson instead of bringing in Antony. And maybe he feels he was being criticised for that, which he wasn't, because he has had success with bringing in young players. Anytime managers bring in young players, it is applauded. I can think of very rare instances where managers were criticised. Obviously, there's that initial reaction of who's this player, what's it done? Because obviously a lot of Manchester United fans are semi-casual. I admit that. Won't know who all the players are in the squad, and this really would have thrown some people off. But I don't think he was necessarily criticised for it, but he wanted to use this opportunity to highlight some of the positives that he's achieved this year, which seemed like a prepared answer. And if you're preparing answers, if you don't get the questions that you want, then perhaps you really are a manager under significant pressure. At least that's my little takeaway from that. Before we move on to actually looking at the FA Cup trip to Nottingham Forest, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hfbets.com and use the promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So let's move on to the trip to Nottingham Forest, which is a must win game now for Manchester United off the back of that Premier League defeat at the weekend. It is a defeat that leaves us in sixth position. We are 5 points clear of Brighton in seventh, but we are now 3 points behind Tottenham, who have a game in hand. And we are, most importantly, 8 points behind Aston Villa. After clawing it back to 5 points, we are now 8 points behind. Fifth position at the moment doesn't get you a Champions League spot, because the English clubs have messed it up a little bit in Europe and we currently aren't in the top two leagues. So everything going wrong for Manchester United, and that would be topped off by exiting the only competition that we have a chance of winning tonight, which is the FA Cup. Man United come to Nottingham Forest as the 13-10 plus 130 favourites to win the game. It's 11-8 on the draw, and it's 15-8 here on Nottingham Forest. The qualification odds for this tie see Manchester United as the favourites to qualify at 7-10, with Nottingham Forest available at 11-10. So, really, really difficult game to call. I don't know whether we are going to get a big Manchester United bounce back here, or whether that was just a blip, or whether Manchester United are just unbackable now off the back of that last result. United come here seeking revenge after a Premier League defeat at Nottingham Forest in December, and they've actually won all five of their away matches since that loss, which is a massively surprising statistic, but it has happened. So give Man United all the criticism that they want. That was their first defeat of 2024 at the weekend, and they have a 100% away record in 2024. Forest should definitely contribute towards the scoring, though. When you look at Man United's defending on Saturday, it was woeful, and this Forest team have netted in all seven of their home games since Nuno Espirito Santo arrived as the manager of Nottingham Forest. Also, both teams have scored in six of United's last seven matches. So no clean sheet expected here for Man United, but Man United have been good away from home since the turn of the year. And they come into this one as a team who are capable of scoring, despite the fact that they will be missing Rasmus Højlund. There are goals in and around the team. Nottingham Forest aren't the most defensively solid unit, so I do believe Man United will be able to contribute to the scoring, but I don't see this team keeping a clean sheet either. So over 2.5 goals and BTTS is really the most that I'm going to stick my neck out here. It was the selection that we went with at the weekend, and it was a winning selection. Unfortunately, the winning goal came from Fulham. Hopefully the winning goal in this one will come from United, but I'm not willing to say if it will or it won't. Can't back this team at the moment, so we're simply going to go for BTTS and over 2.5 goals. It was a winning selection at the weekend, and it was a winning selection last time these two teams played, with Manchester United losing 2-1 once again. So hopefully things turn, but I'm not willing to put any money behind Manchester United qualifying. I'm not willing to tell you to do that either. So that's it for me and this edition of Bet MUFC. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.